If it's locally owned,
it's Copper Road.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Road.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Road.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Road.
And speaking of Carrboro, it's time for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, four promises, and one purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. The mayor of Carrboro is Lydia Lavelle, and she joins us here in the studio after what we were talking about is a very, very long and busy week. So welcome to the studio. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm well.
And still awake after a long week. So we were talking about all of the different things that you went to. I mentioned earlier that there was a candidates forum on Thursday that you were at, not the only candidates forum and not the only significant meeting you were at this week.
Right, right. So, of course, it was a short week, but you know,
but
it seemed really long. So we had, we kind of had, I guess, Wednesday morning started out with the chamber had coffee with the candidates. And so that is a really great event where you kind of speed date and you go around from table to table and you meet with people throughout the community, the business community, and they ask you a series of questions. And you basically get to meet with about seven or eight different tables, 8 minutes each. And it's pretty intense, but it's really good. Get a lot of good questions and issues. I was traveling from table to table with Jen Weaver and Matt Hughes from Hillsboro. Mm-hmm. So we were kind of the Hillsboro Carrboro contingent at our table. But it was, anyway, that's an awesome one. I always like participating in that event. And then on Wednesday, before I went to a book event that I had at Flyleaf, I did attend the 45th, you know, the celebration 45th birthday of Chapel Hill Transit.
Yeah.
And I was mentioning this to you when I was kind of preparing some, my remarks to make at that event. I wanted to dig in the archives a little to find out when Carrboro became a part of the program and also just to kind of learn a little more about that. And what happened was I started going down a rabbit hole, but this is I'll give you the short version.
You knew you were getting into the rabbit hole when you started.
Right. So Chapel Hill and UNC started the system in about 1974, I believe. And it was after Chapel Hill had twice had a referendum on it, and it failed the first time and passed the second time. Well, Carrboro actually had two referendums fail before a third one finally passed. And so I think, you know, that's interesting today for people to hear that because we are really thought it were such a transit-friendly community. In any event, I found an article from when this happened, I guess. And this article is dated April 20th, 1976.
Okay.
And the title of the article is Carrboro Votes on Buses Today. And I was like, I was so excited to find this. And it basically said, you know, the issue, and this is from the Daily Tar Heel.
Yeah.
The issue that has dominated Carrboro politics for over a year will be put before the people today as Carrboro citizens vote on whether to authorize the Board of Aldermen to impose a new tax, which would partly finance a bus system for the town. Okay, so it talks about where all the voting locations are, which is really interesting.
Right.
And then it says, you know, if it happens, we'd have to raise the tax rate. At this time, Robert Drakeford was an alderman on the Board of Aldermen. He later became mayor, but he was one of the champions of this. And in any event, it kind of goes on to say, I think this is kind of interesting, generally, the older homeowning residents have been against the tax, while students and apartment dwellers have supported it. You know, that's obvious, I guess, but here it is in print. Also, discussions between Carrboro and Chapel Hill officials on ownership and capital financing of the system were prolonged and often confusing leading up to this. Well, the good news is that's gotten worked out, and we have it talks a little bit about a shared kind of transportation board that the towns have, which is now our Transit Partners Committee. And so, anyway, it's just really interesting, and here's a little final little note. Students Active for Rational Transportation, SART, is one of the advocate groups. It was founded to promote the system and to work with the Carrboro Community Coalition, and that was the local political action group which had been advocating for public transportation for Carrboro. It was the progressive actually group that kind of really brought the progressivism we see today to Carrboro. And then finally, I guess, Robert Drakeford said that if it passed, the average homeowner in Carrboro would have to pay between $15 and $30 a year for the bus system.
Okay.
And so, anyways, it was just kind of fun to see that.
That's
to
a
see
lot of 1976 money. That's,
well, I guess it could have been. But, you know, also, it went into great detail here about upkeep of the roads and how many routes and everything. I know it all got sorted out, and then in the years to come, I found some other articles from a couple years later where things hit another little rocky road. But but they've settled down now, and so that was kind of fun to see that.
That's interesting.
And get to
it's
share
also
that.
Fun to kind of look back at political debates and conflicts and squabbles from 40 years ago. On the one hand, they're completely different with different questions and different issues and different personae on either side, and there's a lot of similarities in the way that those debates shape up 40 years ago versus today, too.
Totally. Yeah, some of the articles were talking about, you know, it's a combination of federal money and state money and local money, which we see today. We still have the partnerships. The university was still a big player. I mean, that's actually what happened a couple years later. They hit a little bump in the road, and anyway, let's just say Carborough ended up getting what it wanted. So anyway, that was a lot of fun. So that was on Wednesday, and then we had this book reading on Wednesday night at Flyleaf, which I really enjoyed with a colleague actually from Duke. And then so yeah, last night I was at the Carborough Candidates Forum, and there was a good attendance there. It was sponsored by about 10 different groups. The focus was on climate change and equity and environmental justice. Mm-hmm. And I got to make opening remarks and then sit down, which was nice. But then four of the six candidates were there, and they answered a series of really good, tough questions that the moderator threw at them. And so anyway, it's been a really, I guess, you know, busy week.
What were some of the questions they got?
Yeah, you know, some of the questions, well, they all, you know, kind of had an equity emphasis.
Right.
But, you know, some of them were, you know, these kind of questions like, what would you do, for example, to better engage residents of all sectors to find out more about the transportation system, for example? And by that question, I took it to mean, you know, not just people who are, you know, walking around on their phones, but everyone, you know, maybe people of different languages, people who don't have access to social media. And the thing is, you know, it's not like we haven't thought about that before. You know, some of the questions are, well, if you think that if we knew the answer to that, we would have done it, you know. And so, but we know we still got some good ideas and good dialogue and good questions from all of the candidates. I really like the sharing of, I kind of open it up by explaining to the audience, although most of them knew, you know, about our different community climate action plans we have, our bicycle transportation plan, and then our local government recently becoming a member of what's called GARE. It's like governments that are like aligning around racial equity.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of it, I think, was also just information exchange, you know, not just what are solutions, what are ideas, but information exchange. One of the interesting yes-no questions was, who has ridden a bus in the last, who has ridden a Chapel Hill transit bus?
Yeah.
You know, who has ridden a Go Triangle bus?
You know, okay.
Who has ridden an orange bus? I couldn't say, I had to say no to that one.
Yeah, I've not done that. Was there a time frame on that?
Well,
like in the last 6 months, in the last year?
Then they said, who has written it in the last month? Who's written it in the last week? Who wrote it today? Who wrote it here? You know,
interesting.
And so that was kind of interesting too.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
So what were some of the questions you got at Coffee with the Candidates the day before?
Oh, wow. those, a lot of the questions are around, you know, it's getting so expensive. You know, what can we do to kind of make it easier to live here? And some of the tables had affordable housing providers who asked some questions about that.
Mm-hmm.
So those were good conversations. Others were about road infrastructure, and the Hillsborough folks got some of that because we think in Carborough. If you come up Greensboro Street and keep going, you know, we've talked about the challenges with the roundabouts and Estes and so on, but there are ways to get around, right?
Right.
But the folks in Hillsboro, I mean, you go straight through downtown Hillsboro, there's not that, you know,
easy
bypass. And so lots of conversation for them to kind of have to talk about that because they're really a thoroughfare, you know. There wasn't really the conversation about parking I thought we might get.
Yeah.
Tables,
for the Chapel Hill candidates to
come by
and ask that question.
Yeah. And the my tables, as I think through it, there were a few, some of the businesses from Carborough asked about some of our buildings downtown and what might be going into them. And we talked about some ideas and thoughts about what we all hoped would be there. And so that was some good energy around that, I think.
Yeah. Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, townofcarborough.org for more information on town government. Talking about events that have happened over the course of the last week, one thing that happened, and we're talking about it being a short week, but on Monday, you as well as other mayors and local government leaders across Orange County declared Monday officially to be Living Wage Day, right?
Yeah, I think that, and kudos to Orange County Living Wage for reminding me the last couple of years to do this. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a natural day to do that, right? Labor Day. And, it's a good time to kind of, reflect on the fact that, the federal minimum wage is $7.25. And that's been the minimum wage in North Carolina, for a long time.
More than 10 years now.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And, when you look at how much the cost of living has increased and so on and everything else, our current living wage, which is $14.25 an hour in Orange County, it's about double that. And even that is challenging, mm-hmm. right? But, just kind of a good day to highlight that for many reasons. One, to again try to urge state lawmakers and such as we can, the federal government to consider raising that, but also to urge local businesses to try to accommodate that if they are able. We don't have local authority to require living wages. There's a remote possibility we might have that in 2020, mm-hmm. depending on if. Certain legislation is reintroduced or not, but it's certainly something good to strive for, mm-hmm. And I know with the town, when we ended up being able to provide a living wage to all of our employees, it took us a little bit of work because initially we thought, well, surely we don't really need to do that for all of our part-time employees in Parks and Recreation. And as we thought through it and as we had conversation with Orange County Living Wage folks, we realized, no, that actually should happen. And so we did do
those
that.
Those might be the people who need it the most in some cases.
Right, because often those are folks who are cobbling together a couple of part-time mm-hmm. jobs or they're older and retired, and so they're trying to add a little bit on to what might be a kind of a lower monthly Social Security payment or something. So it took us a little while to kind of hammer that out because we have lots and lots of part-time jobs. But, if for any business that hasn't considered that, the benefits of it, of course, are, retention and being a good community member and really just making it, that does contribute to livability in a town. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. So that was on Monday. No town government meetings this week or no town board meetings this week. Next week, Tuesday, the 9th, 10th, next week, 10th. Tuesday, the 10th. I am just gone for this week. I'm hitting the wrong button. I'm forgetting things. Just everyone bear with me for the next 2 hours. I'm just going to take the entire weekend off. Next Tuesday, the 10th,
yes.
is the first Board of Aldermen meeting of the fall. What's on the agenda for this coming week and then for the next couple of months?
Yeah, well, we have... For next Tuesday in particular, we have lots on our consent agenda, but a lot of important stuff on it, and then I'll tell you what we have on our mm-hmm. regular agenda. But we have our economic development report. We have our police captain Cornell Lamb is retiring. I just noticed this on here.
Yeah.
I remember he was retired, but that we always kind of have a little resolution kind of honoring them, and that's on there. We have a resolution that we are going to pass to provide assistance for Carborough residents who are in DACA, giving some grants for folks for that. We also we have a few other things. One in particular, this was one that I had asked staff to look into, and that was to look through our land use ordinance and our town code and to update it with gender-neutral language.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to be doing that in conjunction with our comprehensive plan update that's going to happen over the next couple of years. But one other item, which I believe you and I had talked about, one of our consent agenda items is to set the two public hearings related to this proposed site on Eubanks Road, the corner of old NC86 and Eubanks Road. It's our flex zone.
Mm-hmm.
So on Tuesday night, we'll be considering setting those two public hearings, and the date that we would set those would be October 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's been a little bit of confusion around community meetings that we're going to have in anticipation of that. And we had a shorter timeline that we scrapped. And so The idea is there's going to be at least two opportunities for community meetings between now and that date.
Okay.
And so, and those dates have not been finalized yet because we're trying to secure locations that are up in that area.
Gotcha.
So there'll be two opportunities for community to come, and then, of course, our advisory boards will be reviewing that, and then we will look to have our public hearings on that on October 22nd. Mm-hmm. So that's all kind of, and then in our regular agenda, we're going to get an update on the design for the Jones Creek Greenway, which is kind of the one that leads up to the connection to Morris Grove, and we'll get an update about stormwater and service delivery.
Awesome. Again, townofcarborough.org for more information on that. The meeting is going to be Tuesday night, 7 p.m. in Town Hall. Speaking with Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and as we wrap up, other things that people ought to know about going on in Carborough?
Well, we'll just, you know, you asked what else is going to be going on in the fall. We're really eager to get back to the 203 project, to our library. We've been working hard on trying to come up with solutions that can provide us, enable us to maintain our, at least our current, you know, amount of parking as we move forward with that. And so we'll just kind of, you know, weave in those meetings with all the other candidate stuff this fall and get it done.
Stay with us for more on all of that as we get further into the fall. Again, townofcarborough.org for more information on town government, including the full agenda for Tuesday night's meeting. Mayor Lydia Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.